do tonight? Do we love Jesus tonight? Do we love his presence tonight? Now, I got a good question for you guys. How many of you guys really want to live a life of regret? I mean, how many of you... Dude, I was not supposed to hear. How many of you want to get to the end of your life and look back and know that you totally screwed it all up? Anybody? Is there anybody? Okay, because here's the deal. We're going to get to the end of our life, and let me tell you something. We're not going to wish we talked in church more. We're not going to wish we had that cool shirt at GM. We're not going to wish we stayed in the back and watched God touch everybody. We're going to wish that we got every ounce of Jesus Christ that we could get. We're going to wish that we surrendered all of our life to him. The Bible talks, it says that this life is a race, and it says run the race in such a way that you will win the race. You guys, we are in the race. Our time is now. This is our choice. What are we going to do? Are we going to give our whole life to Christ? Are we going to seek him with all we got? Or are we going to look back with regret? What do you guys think? Are you guys... This is cool. Are we going to give it all to the Lord tonight? Okay? If that's you, just come on to the front. Just come all the way up here. Because if you're going to get it, we're not going to be sitting in the back. We're not going to be sitting in the shadows. We're going to get it all. So let's pray and let's get into God's presence. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. God, we come expecting you, God. We come hungry for you. God, we are hungry. Father, we are hungry people, God. We are not satisfied with this natural world, God. We want you, Lord. We're not hungry for anything, Lord. It's all about you. So meet us tonight, Lord. Let's worship God.
Over the mountains and the sea, your ever-loving love for me. And now open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when you're looking down. I could sing of your love forever.
tonight. God, we want to give you everything, God. We want to give you our whole heart tonight, Jesus. More of you tonight. More of your love. More of your power in our life tonight.
By glory, and I realize just how
wonderful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. some of us need to come face to face with our Creator tonight and see Him for who He really is, which is a God who loves. You need to open your heart and believe and understand and see God for who He really is. That we don't have time to maintain regrets. We don't have time to think about what we've done or who we used to be. All we can do is think about a God who loves us and who died for us so that we don't have to live in regret, so that we don't have to live in guilt and in shame for the lives that we're living now or for the lives that we have lived. If you've never experienced the love of God, if you have never met your Creator, or if you're living a life that is full of guilt and shame and you don't have the strength to allow God to come in and move and heal in your life, then right now just open up your heart. Open up your eyes and your mind. Ask Him to come and reveal Himself to you. God, I just pray that we would know Your love tonight. That we would experience Your love tonight. God, that we would see You for who You really are.
Says that Jesus, He took our sickness and He removed our diseases. It says that He, by His stripes we are healed. It says that He became sin itself. He became the sin that you do, that you could have eternal life. So we're just going to turn back to God. See, we've been singing how much He loves us, but now it's our turn to turn to Him and say, God, how much we love You. So just with your own mouth, just express your love. God, You are holy. Jesus, oh, how I love You, that You took Your life and died for us. Lord, we are thankful for what You did. Jesus, I stand in awe that the most holy God would die for me, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that God Himself, would die for you. He became sin itself for you. He removed our sicknesses. He removed our diseases. He became sin itself for our sake. God, you are good. Lord, you are good in this place. Lord, we just turn to you, Father. Thank you, God. We're going to take of our tithes and offerings right now. We're going to respond to the Lord. We've been responding to him with our lips, with our hearts. Hopefully you haven't just been worshiping with your lips, but with your hearts. And now we're going to respond to the Lord with your money, with your life. We're just going to say, God, it's the same life that you spent on our behalf. God, we just want to return it to you. Jesus, with the same measure that you poured out on my life, I want to return it to you. It says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in the meals and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold the property and possessions and shared the money with those who were in need. They were unified. They were sacrificing their life, and awe came upon them. The society that was around them was in awe at what God had done in them. Can somebody in this place say awe? Just think about that. You look at Jesus and you're awestruck because he loved us so much, he died on the cross for us. And so now we're going to respond to him, and we're going to partake of our 10% of our monetary blessings, of our monetary increase. So this is something we got to grab onto. We're just going to keep seeking the Lord. Remember what James was saying when we started? We're going to do this in our best. We're going to give all of our 10%. We're not just going to give the 10% of our job, but if grandma sends you a check, you're going to give 10% of that. You're going to give 10% of your natural abilities. If you're a talker, talk for Jesus. You're a hard worker, work for Jesus. And we're going to partake of just giving to God 10% of everything in our life and see if God will not just bring awe and power and authority over your life. See if God will just not bless you and pour out on your life. See, God, he's not punishing you when you don't tithe, but God is just simply, his hands are held back. He can't bring that awe upon your life. Somebody say awe. He can't bring that awe upon your life. The awe that you feel here, you go away and you're going, God, why can't I feel that awe? Jesus, why? What's going on? It's because he wants you to just give up your life. He just wants you to give more. A consistent giving of your life, a consistent giving of your monetary increase. So we're going to do this with a cheerful heart. We're going to do this with a grateful heart. We're going to just bless God. See, we're giving to God. We're not giving to men. God appoints that money to leaders who he's appointed to, but we're giving to God first. That's our motivation. So join with me in prayer. If you want a blessing, just raise your hands up. I want to bless you. God, Lord, we turn to you now, and we just ask that you would receive our blessings right now. Father God, that you would receive the 10% of every increase that we have, God, whether it's our PFD, whether it's a check from grandma. Lord, we give to you our 10%, not only of our money, but of our life. And in the name of Jesus, I just bless these men and women here to be heralds of the living God's gospel, to be heralds and speakers and preachers of the living God's gospel, that they would save souls in the name of Jesus, that they would be blessed when they go in and when they go out, that awe would be around them, that awe would be around them, that when they walk into work and when they go out from work, awe would be around them in the name of Jesus. So I bless them now that they would give. Every giving heart in this place, every giving heart in this place would receive a blessing from God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. God, we want to respond to your love, Jesus. We just want to respond to your love, Jesus. Amen. I love worshiping with y'all. Let's give God our best again.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give treasure. Oh, yes, God.
and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my